It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert.
Dean Huppert brought his fan club in here tonight. I mean, we have got a full house at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill.
Yeah, this is a great crowd tonight, so we appreciate everybody coming out. We've got a great cast of characters tonight, too, along with Mike Faulkner and Director of Football Operations Greg Smith and a couple of our great football players, Colin Fee and Derek Dawson.
Absolutely, and we're excited, as always, the Caveman football team coming off a 35-7 win at Hobart in sectional play Friday. Grant Jablonski kind of got the big snowball rolling there with that 79-yard pick six to start the scoring.
It really looked like Hobart had the perfect game plan. They were killing the clock. They were driving the ball, and then, boom, all of a sudden, Grant took off. Afterwards, I said, you know, you haven't played in a couple years, so this is probably your first touchdown in a while. He said, yeah, first touchdown ever.
Wow.
So he was pretty excited about it.
That's nice. That is nice.
And Coach Kinder had just talked about last week how well he's playing. And
yeah,
how,
I mean, he was sitting here last
Grant
week.
Grant has done a great job.
Yep, he was with us here last week, so perfect timing. That means that Colin and Derek are bound for good things against Riley this week, right?
I would bank on it.
And speaking of Riley, now Mishawaka hosts sectional play against the Riley Wildcats this Friday night, 7 o'clock at Steel Stadium in round two.
Yeah, should be a great atmosphere. You know, the Wildcats are on a roll here. They've won quite a few here. I think 5 of their last 6 games, they've scored 40 points, 3 out of their last 4. So the Cats are a tough team, and they're hot at the right time, and we feel like we're hot at the right time. So plus Mishawaka versus South Bend. I mean, that's just great for the area to come out
Absolutely.
And see. And Steel Stadium, we're going to have the video board run, and the game will be on 96.1. So it makes for a great atmosphere for high school football.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Riley. They're 6-4 now after their win last week. They hadn't had back-to-back winning seasons since 94 and 95, and now these last 2 years they've had winning records. So they're on a little bit of a roll themselves, and I know they had a little bit of a slow start, but they've gotten it going here lately.
They did. You really can't look at that 6-4. You've got to look at what Jarvis Edison. He has his kids believing at the right time.
Right.
You know, a Notre Dame grad, a guy who does it the right way, and he's building a program, and, you know, we feel like this is one that you don't want to say a game's a trap game, because this is a very credible team. They're coming in here, so you can't look ahead in the sectional. Bill Sharp always talked about it, and I know Keith Kinder, Tudor, that's one of his mentors, but he always said the sectional tournament is the hardest tournament to win because it's over 3 weeks. You're talking 15 to 18-year-old kids. A lot of things can happen, so you got to show up every Friday night.
Now, as you said, we've got plenty of guests, so we better get in and get going. Now, Mike Faulkner is with us, first of all. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming out here. And Mike's the Director of Operations for Mishawaka Schools. And also, as we were just talking before we went on the air, the father of a couple former cavemen. So we better check real quick on how those guys are doing. Alex Faulkner graduated last year. He is at Army Prep. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. He's about three quarters of the way through his season. Like to say they're undefeated this year and doing real well for the Black Knights.
And then Austin Faulkner, who was the fullback a couple of years ago, and also, of course, they both wrestled too, but he is at University of Indy, you were saying.
That's right. He redshirted last year. He's a redshirt freshman trying to make it down to 184. He's got his first tournament coming up here November the 10th in St. Louis, so looking forward to going out there and watching him.
He's not eating burritos, that's for sure.
No, Austin had one of the best highlights a couple of years ago, and he was coming right at me, and it was like a pinball. He did a spin move. It was at Steel Stadium and came around and came right into the camera, and it was the highlight of the night. It was like that, and I know Mike had talked about it, like, yeah, you know, he still has that video. I'm like, well, I appreciated it because I didn't have anything up to that point.
Oh, I've kept that for the archive.
No, I'm sure. I mean, that's, you got to keep that one, right?
Right on.
Plus,
right.
He went to my alma mater, UIndy, so you got to take care of those.
That's
boys.
Right.
There you go. Well, now, a lot of different things going on, Mike, and one of the big things that we wanted to talk to you about tonight is Hall of Fame, Mishawaka Athletics Hall of Fame.
That's
nominations are going on right now.
That's right, yes. Anybody that that was, you know, a contributor to Mishawaka High School, or a former athlete, a coach, a team, can be nominated for the Hall of Fame. Anybody can be nominated through till December the 15th. There's actually three different areas that you can, or categories that you can fit in. Contemporary would be a student athlete that has been out of school for the past 9 years or so.
Okay.
And then you've got your pioneer era, which is 50 years plus being out of school. And then you've got your general category, a contributor. You know, there's so many people that have given so much to Mishawaka High School, whether they're announcing the games or they're keeping stats. We want to recognize everybody that's contributed
sure.
to Mishawaka High School, and that's that general category. So anybody that wants to nominate somebody, they can do that through December the 15th. I think you can do it right on our School City of Mishawaka website or Mishawaka Athletic Department.
Yeah, we've got it on our website. You can go to cavemansports.com. We have an article there. People can email me, drop it off at the athletic office, and we'll make sure that we get those nominations in. So kind of exciting. You got your picture up there.
Yeah, I was lucky to be recognized. I'm fortunate for that. 2001 class, so that was pretty nice.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
A few years late, but...
Yeah.
Well, how? I guess, first of all, have you received many nominations so far? Have you... How's it going right now?
We're right in about,
I know you're just starting.
Yeah, we've got
but.
About 10. We just put it out a couple weeks ago. We've got about 10 nominations, but the word's starting to spread. We have it out in the paper, and,
right.
and now getting it on WSBT radio, people will find out about it. And it's only every other year, too, so it's one of those
right.
you kind of have to jog people's memory and
right.
say,
right.
hey, this is the year, and then you start getting those. And I know you had some people 2 years ago that were probably right on that bubble.
Right on the bubble, no doubt. We have a committee of 16 that are former Hall of Fame committee or Hall of Fame members, and you know, there were some really, really close ones. There's some really good athletes that have walked those halls in Mishawaka High School.
Absolutely.
And we definitely want to recognize those. So yeah, we're going to meet this Thursday night again and start the process all over again and recognize them in the spring.
All right, you were telling me that you're part of the chain gang down on the field on game nights at
that
Steel Stadium. Is that pretty exciting to be down there?
I tell you what, I love doing it, and I appreciate Coach Kinder allowing me to do that. I started doing it back when the boys were coming up and playing on Friday nights.
As long as you're not giving him suggestions for plays, right?
That's exactly right. Sometimes I have to watch what I say because I'm a huge fan, you know.
Right.
I try to coach the officials out there, so I got to be real careful. So
that's right.
You know, Mike, and I was getting ready to call him Mr. Faulkner because he has such an important role at the school. Not only is he with the chain gang, he's been a former assistant athletic director. He was with the parks department for a number of years, so this guy knows a little bit about everything at the school. But when he was on the chain gang, we were dedicating the track and dedicating the strength and conditioning room. Well, he was part of that dedication, so he had to take his vest off, come over there, because all the plans
I think
that
I remember
going
that.
On,
I think I remember seeing that.
All the plans that have gone on from the new track to the new strength and conditioning room, even you go to the painting of the gym floor, it starts with Mike Faulkner and his department, and I know he has a great team around him, but you talk about working with blueprints and working with the construction. I mean, there's so many people that you probably, when you're working with the Parks Department, had no idea all this was coming your way.
I really didn't, and I tell you what, you know, we couldn't have did it without the support of the community. You know, we told our story about, you know, we based it on safety, you know, and there's, you know, you look at the track. We didn't run a track meet for 6+ years because the track was down to the asphalt. So, you know, the lights in the stadium were real dim, and the lighting around the stadium, you know, those were scary. We wanted to make sure that people were coming to the games, the track meets, and so forth were safe too. So there's a lot of things that were based around safety, and the community brought into it, and we couldn't have done it without them.
And we talk a lot of athletics here. Obviously, it's a sports show, but from the safety to the vestibules when people walk in. I mean, it's 2018, so they're safe there. The windows, and you've just got a huge project. I can't remember how many doors you said, changing the locks on them.
Yeah.
You think, okay, changing the locks,
right.
that's a big deal. But when you're talking about 7 elementaries, a middle school, and a high school.
Right. Yeah, we've got 5,500 doors in our school corporation. And the basis was we wanted to make sure that our teachers could lock their doors from inside their classrooms. And that was the utmost importance. If there was, God forbid, an intruder that would come in, the teachers would have the ability to lock their doors quickly. You know, it went from safety to roofs that were leaking. I mean, we had, last we counted, we had 17 leaks over the East Gym or the Cave.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's been taken care of. And the auditorium roofs, you know, it goes beyond that to the mechanical things that all kind of tie in with the safety and security and just having a conducive environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy couple of years for you when you start to think about it, with all the construction on the roof and everything else, and then everything that was happening at the stadium. And
that's right.
The
you
track.
Know, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dr. Spiker. You know, he had a vision from day one. He put together over two dozen different committees. He put together a high priority facility committee, and that was based on the community that came in. So that's what really told our story after everything was assessed, and these were the priorities that came out, and so we're fortunate to be able to get those things done.
And getting back to the roof in the Cave, impressive job by Midland Engineering. I mean, you think about the angles that they had to match it to the 1920s type roof that they had.
That's
and,
right.
And to patch those leaks. And we've been tested this fall, too. I'm going down there. It's dry.
Yeah. You know, with all the construction, that's, you know, from the windows and the roofs and everything, Mishawaka High School is such an icon. And the predecessors prior to us have done of matching the brick and mortar, the integrity of that facility, and it continues. So we're very proud of that, too.
All right, Mike, can you give us real quick again where people can go if they want to nominate someone for the Mishawaka Athletics Hall of Fame?
Yep, you can actually go to Mishawaka High School to the athletic department, or you can go online to Mishawaka Sports and pick one up there. So anybody can nominate anybody, but they have to make sure that they've been graduated for 9 years at this point. So.
All right, great. Mike, we appreciate you coming in tonight.
Thank you very much.
I'll be looking for you out there on the sideline
now
this week.
I'll be there flipping those downs.
Okay, sounds good. Mike Faulkner, once again, thanks for coming in. And we've got, who's coming in? Who's sitting in with us next, Dean?
Looks like Greg Smith. So
okay.
We're going to have Greg coming up next.
All right. So Greg Smith, the director of football operations, is going to be jumping in next. We've got that going. Caveman Corner, 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We're back live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Steyer. This is Caveman Corner. Continues. Greg Smith, the director of football operations, with us right now. We're going to be talking to Derek Dawson and Colin Fee from the Cavemen football team here in a few minutes as well. Thanks for coming in tonight, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Let's start with what we were just talking about, because monumental win last week, obviously, when Mishawaka went out to Freed Field and was able to beat Penn for the first time in 8 years and claim the NIC North and everything else. And you've got a letter in front of you from the IHSAA, is that right?
Yes, I do. And I'll read part of it here. Assistant Commissioner Robert Falkins sent this to us and said, "Our crew would like to congratulate both Penn and Mishawaka football teams on a well-played, hard-fought overtime battle between two powerhouses on October 12th. Bigger than the game was, the sportsmanship, sidelines, decorum, and the player respect throughout the contest. This game could be used as an example across the country how games should and could be played. Coaches and players alike respecting each other and the officials of the game." And this was by Andy Simpson. He was the crew chief of the officiating crew, and he actually typed that up and sent it to the state, and then they forwarded on to us to congratulate our program and obviously the Penn Kingsmen.
That's great. I mean, especially in a, like you said, in a rivalry game like that, obviously emotions can get high, and it's great that kind of game can be played with so many swings and ebbs and flows, and just the way exciting plays and the way the game came out that the officiating crew would send off a report like that. I think that's great. And one thing you do as well in part of your – I'll tell you what. Why don't you just tell us everything that you do as director of football operations.
I know the list. We only have about a half hour left.
Yeah, I know. The condensed list, please.
The condensed list, it's a new position they put in, and it's intriguing, and it's very challenging at times, but it's exciting, and it plays for some of the things I think I'm good at, organization being one. To break it down, I guess – simplest is I try to make the coaches and administration's job as easy as I can. I make it so the coaches can coach more. I was a defensive coordinator for 10 years. and I've coached for 20, and I remember a lot of little things I wanted to get done that I couldn't because I was too busy watching film or taking care of a student issue or worried about a kid with grades or something of that age, that nature. So right now, I like to say I oversee the program K through 12. I'm involved in the MFL, where we had 120 kids, roughly about fifth grade. And then we had 68 more kids in the fifth and sixth grade league. And then I got to go down on Mondays and coach John Young and watch those guys play and get them ready to be at the high school. And we had about 90 kids there. And I have to give a plug to my son, who was on the eighth grade team, Mason, who's probably home listening right now. They finished 6-0 in the conference and won the Big 11 championship,
right,
which Dean put up. It was on the network and everything at Mishawaka. It was a great night for the kids. You know, numbers are down across the nation. We know that. That's nothing I'm not telling anybody. But I think with some of the things we're doing and having that game broadcasted and people getting to see it, kids were talking at school the next day. We're hoping that numbers keep going up from things like that. It was right. Really exciting. Even our MFL championship game where my other son played in, he was on the losing end of it. But still, they got to see their pictures on the big screen and on our video screen and things like that. Right now is the buzz for all the kids going to be future cavemen.
I was going to say, for any kid who's in grade school or middle, in high school too, but that's a big deal for them to be able to see that kind of stuff up there on the big board.
Well, and we want our varsity coaches across the board to be the CEOs and look down and start at that K through 12. So to be able to tie it together with the terminology and to have one of your varsity coaches come to a middle school game, it doesn't always happen, but that happens at Mishawaka, and we appreciate everything Coach Smith's doing because it does tie things together. And when they see him on the sidelines or in the press box at a Penn game or a Mishawaka Riley game, then they know him, and it's easier to talk and communicate. And the same
right.
thing with the parents. The parents get to talk to that coach.
And we were talking something that you do on game day as well. You're doing the live stats up there in the booth.
I do. I post during the game right now for Max Preps, so people around the country get to log into Max Preps and they can see up-to-date live stats. And to tell you the size of the Penn game, we normally get anywhere from 1,100 to 1,500 hits on any regular game. And when I got my email this week, they let us know that the Penn game had 23,183
wow.
hits. So that kind of tells you the size of that game. And that's, you know, across the country. We're talking about teams from Texas, California, in that same boat.
Mishawaka's ranked fourth in the country. That
really?
Was impressive. Fourth in the country on that list with 23,000. That shows you how many people were on that. Last week for our Mishawaka Network, Matt Rendell runs that, there were over 400 views, so they were listening to 96.1 and watching the Mishawaka Network. So people are interested in Mishawaka football right now, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, when you can take video on the road and have live video, that's pretty cool, especially when we had the weather that we had.
Yeah, it's a little cold,
It's not like sitting out at Garth Brooks.
And it's not like we had a bad crowd because Mishawaka fans were there. I thought we had about as many as Hobart did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just talk about the excitement now. You were out there for the Big 11 championships with the eighth grade, but the way the team is playing and to be able to be at home in the sectional, you have to be proud of how the staff has stayed together and how the team, the senior leadership, you guys go through grades and you're probably always a little bit nervous, but I know you were proud on the field and off the field here recently.
Yeah, this year that was one of the things I was really, really proud of. And I can't say enough for Coach Kinder either. Being a first-year head coach, I always feel like maybe we forgot something. And between the two of us, I'm telling you, this guy's sharp. He doesn't forget anything. He helped with grades. Between the two of us, we made sure that all our kids were eligible. We had 90 kids go through grade checks, and all 90 were eligible when we were done. Now, that's
not always good news.
Yeah. It is good news, and that's something, I guess, behind the scenes I'm proud of, and I'm proud for our kids. But that tells you the kind of kids right now that we have in our program that are going through, and that shows how much fun it is. They want to be a part of it. They don't want to be ineligible for a grade and not get the chance to be out there on Friday nights with everybody right now.
Well, and I think it goes to show that accountability. And in just like in our office with Ryan Watson and Linda Weber and Sherry Kaiser, we're trying to work together for the kids, but it shows accountability on those kids because they don't want to let their teammate down.
Right.
They want to make sure they're doing the right things and that they can be out there on Friday night. And, you know, it's a special season winning a conference and now going to the second round of the sectional. You want to keep that momentum going. And it's got to be fun in the locker room. I mean, we get to see it from the outside in the press box and down on the sideline, but you're in the thick of things every day and every night.
It is. This is a really good group of kids, as I said before, but to take a moment to talk about the staff, like you said, to spend this much time together, you got to like each other. And people have watched this and they know that this is a special group of guys. These guys, these guys are teachers first, believe it or not, coaches second, and they're dads. And these guys put more time in. And I know everyone wants to talk about their staff and plug their staff, but I've seen it. I've worked with these guys. I still work with these guys. And I see the time that they're putting in with kids. And right now it is a fun place to be. Everybody enjoys each other's company. And when you enjoy working hard and being around people, winning's a bonus. Because, you know, as hard as we work, winning's never a given.
Right.
And right now, we just happen to be winning on top of it. It's icing on the cake.
And you've had a few late nights where you're coming back from Chicago at 2 in the morning. last week, you couldn't have gotten back till 11:30, 12 o'clock. I know when I pulled in at 11, you still weren't there. But you're still there Saturday morning, bright and early. 6, 7 o'clock rolls around, and nobody's hitting snooze.
Yep.
Yeah, Keith Kinder and I know Joe Caljordi and my, like, years before, Bart Curtis, myself. That next morning, win or lose, you're there doing tackle chart, and you got to get it done and look at the video before kids come in. So, you know, if they're coming in at 9, we've got to get started at 6.
Yeah.
And those guys are still doing that. They're getting things done early. So, yeah, again, the time is – you don't want to keep track of the time they put in.
Absolutely.
All right. Sean, one thing that they're doing this year on Saturday mornings, not to interrupt, doing pool jumps and yes. pool workouts on Saturday. That's totally
oh, really?
Different than what you guys have done before.
Yeah, it is. It's good for the kids. They're still getting a workout in to get them recovery from the game.
Yeah.
But right now, with the new weights, the new weight room, and Coach Sershon and everything that's going on, at Mishawaka, we're on the cutting edge of things. This is great for the kids to recover. We used to go on the track, run a few laps and things. Now they get to jump in a pool.
Not bad.
And it's really been effective.
All right. Well, Greg, we appreciate you coming in, and it sounds like your plate is full pretty much all the time right now.
Yeah,
so,
it's fun.
All right. Thanks again, and I'll see you up there on Friday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Sounds good. That's Greg Smith, Director of Football Operations for the Mishawaka Cavemen. Coming in next, we've got Derek Dawson and Colin Fee. They will join us. We'll talk about last week's win over Hobart. Looked forward to this Friday's sectional second round as well against the Riley Wildcats. Cavemen Corner, 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, Cavemen Corner. 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. I'm Sean Stiers. Before we get to a couple Cavemen players, Dean, some details that you wanted to get to remind everybody
yeah,
about.
Yeah, a few sports notes. Congratulations to junior Casey Quintana, qualified yeah. for state and cross country, and his sister Faith. She also qualified. The senior was 27th, seventh girl in Mishawaka history to qualify. We've also got a huge open house coming up this week. If you want to see the Iron Strength and Conditioning Center, Saturday from 10 to 2, we're going to have an open house, a small presentation at 12:45, so the community can come in and check that out. And, of course, we've got 7 p.m. kickoff Friday, 6-4 Riley at 9-1 Mishawaka. It's going to be broadcast on 96.1 FM and the Mishawaka Network on YouTube. So we got a couple players here, so it's great to have Derek Dawson and Colin Fee here, and a great season, boys. Having a lot of fun, aren't you?
Yeah.
Derek, let's start. Tell us something about Colin Fee real quick.
Well, he has very hairy legs. good athlete. I think we very big part of our offense, even though he's our wide out all the way on the side of the sideline. But he does make some good blocks, you know, see him out there, put in that work.
Hand that to Colin. And, Colin, you tell us something about Derek.
Well, Derek's one of those kids that you always see him flying around on the field, trying to get to the tackle or assisting on the tackle any way he can. He's one of those kids that if the run's coming to his side, he'll just block the hole. and they won't get through.
And we learned nothing about Derek's legs.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He's got jeans on, so I have shorts on.
He's got the hair on his face. So.
Right. Yes, yeah. He does.
And we were just joking before we came. We were in that last break that, hey, you show up here, and you come on Caveman Corner, you have a big game. Grant Jablonski was here last week. He had the interception return. Dean was just talking about Faith Quintana. She was here a couple weeks ago.
Yes, she was.
Now she's heading to state. So I'm seeing big things coming up for both of you guys. I mean, things are already going really good. Colin, I'm wondering, though, have you ever talked to Coach Shaw about setting you up for trick plays, maybe?
I mean, it's always, like, a joke. But, I mean, if it happens, it happens. That's like, as long as the team wins, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm the only senior, like, well, not even just the seniors. Like, I'm the only offensive player who doesn't get a touchdown, but we still go to state, I don't care.
Things have gone, and that's absolutely it. I mean, things have obviously gone really well for you guys
this year.
It's got to be a lot of fun as a senior, especially.
Mm-hmm. One great thing about the two gentlemen sitting in front of us, both multi-sport athletes, a baseball player, Colin wrestles, and both outstanding. I know last year you had a fun year just at wrestling, and you're hoping to delay that season a little bit. Coach Sandifer may not want to hear that, but I know he embraces that you play football and that you're working different muscles during the fall.
Absolutely. And then I also play baseball as well in the spring. So it's just really kind of rare combination, football, wrestling, and then baseball. So the wrestling coaches kind of joke about that too. So
when you guys had a pretty good spring with the baseball team as well, winning sectionals. And how did beating Penn last week compare to that big win you had in regionals over Penn last spring in baseball?
Well, in the first game against Penn, it wasn't very good. Like the very first one in the very early spring, they kind of gave it to us. But then, when we played them eventually at the end of the season before regional, we knew that we could get them. It was just a matter of time, putting the pieces together, and just going right at them. And then when we played them in regional, we knew we could beat them for sure. It was just a matter of clicking at the right time, getting our plays, and not making errors or anything.
One of the big things, you weren't able to celebrate nearly as long because you had another game coming up that
yeah.
night. The football victory, you kind of got to savor just a little bit until we went over to Hobart.
Derek, you're the team's second leading tackler right now. You led the team as a sophomore last year. So what kind of goals did you have just not only for yourself but as a team this season?
My biggest goal was to bring our defensive team, that defense side of the ball, together more. I think last year we had some trouble with that. I think my biggest goal is to just have fun this year and see what we get out of it.
Seems like you've been having a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love every minute of it.
Go back to that win over Penn last week. What are maybe a couple of the big moments that stand out in that game to you?
I think some of the big moments were CJ's interception he had. I mean, it was kind of unexpected. We really needed to get the ball, and he just an outstanding player. I think he is a big part of our defense. Some of the runs on offense were the breakaway runs. Those were big plays that we needed. And I think defense stepping up in overtime for the last couple of plays was one of the big factors.
You know, Coach talks about keeping it one game at a time, and I feel like you guys really have done that, no matter how big the moment is. When he started talking about you're playing for a championship, that was way back around New Prairie. I can remember the Marist game when he said, you know, October and November, that's when the big games are, and I saw your guys' eyes at that point. But when he was talking about New Prairie could be a championship game, St. Joe's a championship game, how were you guys in the locker room receptive to that and making sure that those underclassmen, that the young guys were staying on point and not looking ahead?
Well, keeping in high energy in the team and always taking one game at a time, you know, making sure we get everything down, prepared for each team we go against. I think having the younger kids rotate in and what it feels like, you know, preparing for that team helps out to keep all the players together and ready for the next opponent.
Yeah, and Colin, you guys have had some challenges this year, too. You talk about that track. You had to take your shoes off to get to the football field. Part of our practice field has been a construction zone. No excuses. You haven't used any of those things and said, poor us, or hey, you just keep plugging along.
I mean, challenges are always going to face you in sports, especially whether it be injuries, whether it be the facilities not being as adequate as you think they should be. I mean, we've always prevailed in the face of some kind of difficulty.
Yeah, so, sure, adversity here or there.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things that I think Mishawaka way is like, put it that way.
Gotcha.
Well, you're a wrestler too, so I would think that that has to kind of play into your mentality that you were just talking about.
I mean, the work ethic always, it's just Mishawaka. We always play hard. We always come out. Like in wrestling even, you're going to wrestle like the number, four or five kid in the state, and you're going to go out there and give them a match because you're from Mishawaka and you wrestle with the kids in the room every day hard as you can, and just you're passionate about what you do, and you have to be. If you're going out there and you're just going to roll over, then what's the point?
What weight do you wrestle?
Well, last year I wrestled 170. My sophomore year I wrestled varsity 160. This year, we don't really know yet. So I'm either might make a cut to 152, or I may try to wrestle up to 182. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Well, all right. Either eat more burritos or eat just a little bit of rice, right?
Right, exactly.
And you do know you have Riley this week. You guys excited? Home game, sectional semifinal?
Absolutely. It's always fun to play in front of the crowd, especially at Steel Stadium with all the tradition and stuff like that. And our crowd's always there to support us.
Right, exactly. Derek, you were just talking about the interception that CJ had last week. First three games of this season, the defense wasn't able to cause any turnovers. Now, all of a sudden, I think it's, the last seven games since then, you're averaging a little bit more than two turnovers a game. So where do you think that big switch has come from?
I think it's become a goal each game. And a goal that's always been for us is turnovers. Always set up a score or two, which also takes a play and a turnover. Yeah, we also do practice something called turnover circuit every day in practice. And I think that is a big factor in our turnovers this season.
I'm not sure which one was bigger. The Adams game was so dramatic because the clock was running out right before halftime.
That's right.
We get a pick six. And then Grant Jablonski, I mean, the game was just going Hobart's way at the beginning. But both of those had to have been a rush to see, like, game changers.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, you mentioned, and Jay Kosiski is the one who had the interception there against Adams, and he's a guy who is kind of what, the nickel back, the dime back, and then all of a sudden these last couple weeks he started at linebacker, he started at cornerback, and then Tyler Pearson has stepped in as well. I mean, you talked about the young guys. Unfortunately, you've had some injuries on the defensive side of the ball, but guys have been able to kind of step up and keep things going.
Yeah, they it's very exciting to see those guys just come out of nowhere and just start for us, give them opportunity, and they have really taken advantage of that.
And, Derek, you've already signed for baseball, right? Not signed, but committed, verbally committed?
Oh, yeah, verbally committed to Evansville, and I'm very fortunate of that. Very, very glad I got that experience and just to be down there with those guys, just see how it is. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, solid program.
And you're a catcher with the baseball team as well. Is one sport your favorite over the other?
I think I love the atmosphere of football better than baseball, but there's nothing better than hitting a home run or throwing somebody out at second base.
Now, that's better than making a big hit on a guy or causing a fumble even?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell. You know, sometimes
you see his grin.
It depends on the season.
Well, I'd love to see him be a catcher this week. Catch one and then hit the home run and take it on back. That would be awesome to see.
That's right. Colin, as a senior for you, what would it mean for this team to keep going and have a chance to win a sectional and even beyond that?
Well, beyond that, it'd just be amazing to like have the even opportunity to go to regionals like and possibly win that if we went out and make out sectionals and win that too. And I've been part of the teams that have made it to regionals, and it's just one of those things. It's just the atmosphere is like next week, next week, next week, win, 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 just keep winning. And then eventually if you are to make it to state, which I've been fortunate enough to where I've had experiences. My dad's told me about him, what it's like to win state, and it'd be cool to like have that experience as well.
Right.
Because he said it was just like playing with your brothers as long as you can. And then when it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
You really don't get to see him. And like Coach Kinder talked about, because he'd won two state championships as well, talks about what it's like to get with your friend, your old teammates 20 years from now and talk about all the great experiences. It's not even just winning the games either. It's like the little practice things, like, remember when so-and-so did this or so-and-so did that, and it's the, just the funny parts of and, like, the great parts that you remember.
Absolutely. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on a great season to this point. And good luck, and hopefully keep on going in that direction.
Absolutely.
All right, Colin Fee, Derek Dawson from the Mishawaka Cavemen football team. Want to thank our other guests again from earlier tonight, Greg Smith and Mike Faulkner. Any quick things before we wrap things up, Dean?
No, great job, boys. Thank you very much. Good luck. Good luck this Friday. And, again, game time, 7 o'clock, Riley at Steel Stadium.
Yep, absolutely, and you'll hear it right here on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.